This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
A snowmobiler died in an avalanche near the Montana-Idaho border last weekend in Idaho's first avalanche fatality of the 2025-26 season. It appears that the snowmobiler caused the avalanche, which occurred on February 22nd north of the Keg Springs Trailhead in the Centennial Mountains near Island Park, Idaho, according to the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Center. The Avalanche Center is investigating the circumstances surrounding the avalanche, standard procedure for fatalities in avalanches. According to preliminary information, the avalanche was unintentionally triggered by a snowmobiler at 2 p.m. Sunday, February 22nd. The slide occurred on an eastern aspect along a persistent weak layer in the snowpack, according to the Avalanche Center, which lists the Island Park area as having considerable avalanche danger. Two other individuals in the group may have been caught in the slide as well, but were uninjured. As of February 23rd, there have been 18 avalanche fatalities throughout the West, according to avalanche.org, which serves as a clearinghouse for educational resources and information on avalanche incidents. 11 of this winter's fatalities occurred in California, which has seen 3 deadly slides this winter. 12 backcountry skiers and 3 guides were caught in an avalanche near Perry Peak, California, on February 17th. 9 of that group died in that slide, which is the deadliest avalanche in modern California history. Avalanche risk is currently listed as considerable in the mountains of south central and southwest Montana. In northwest Montana, which saw significant snowfall in the past week, conditions were upgraded to high, one level from extreme, which is the highest rank of avalanche danger, according to the Flathead Avalanche Center. Avalanche forecasters in that area issued an avalanche warning last Monday morning, urging backcountry skiers and snowmobilers to steer clear of avalanche terrain due to the potential for very large, natural or remotely triggered avalanches. The past week has seen at least 7 reported near misses or accidents, the Flathead Avalanche Center said. The Montana Pulse Crop Committee will meet March 2nd and 3rd in Bozeman, Montana. Pulse crops are legume crops, including beans, peas, chickpeas, and lentils. Legumes are very high in protein and fiber and low in fat. When used as a dry grain for human consumption, the legume seeds are also called pulses. Legumes are grown agriculturally primarily for human consumption, but also as livestock forage and silage. In Montana and other grain-growing states, pulse crops are planted between wheat and grain crops because pulse crops are nitrogen-fixing crops that improve soil health and offer economic benefits through local and global markets for legumes. Pea, lentil, and chickpea crops provide additional revenue for farmers and fix nitrogen that can be used to boost grain crops following pulse crops in a rotation. The Montana Pulse Crop Committee's mission is to invest in and deliver support for marketing, research, education, and policy development programming that improves return on investment for pulse producers of Montana. The Montana Pulse Crop Committee meetings on Monday will take place at the Montana State University Bioscience Building, Room 145. Tuesday's meetings will be at the Courtyard by Marriott in Bozeman in the Headwaters Room. The Montana Department of Agriculture has more information at agr.mt.gov, and the Montana Pulse Crop Committee has information online at mtpulsecrops.org.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.